No.
I just said.
We going to put a little polish on your shoes.
That's good.
All right. Let me put a little polish on the shoes first. Maybe this is what she wants. She might want to capture this.
When I first started,
I didn't have a job, and so the boss man told me he was coming to my house to get me to shine shoes. I just told him straight, I hadn't shined my shoes 5 times in my whole life, and they had to guarantee me money before I would even shine shoes. But after they guaranteed me, I come, you know, shine shoes, and I made it. I sure made it.
Was that in Florida?
Yeah, here in Florida.
Where'd you grow up?
In Alabama. A place called Greensboro, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Up near Birmingham.
When'd you move down to Florida?
In 49.
Uh-huh. Did you move here to Lake City? Was that the first place?
No, not first off. I first stopped in the Funang Spring. So I left the Funang Spring and come on to McClendon, left McClendon, come here.
Uh-huh.
And I've been here ever since. With my boss, man. Yeah, that's my boy.
You worked here for about 20 years, you said?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You become a real shrewd man now,
too. Yes, that's right. I working here and all shining them shoes and everything. Now I'm come to be a shoe repairer.
Uh-huh.
They goes on the vacation, leave me and the, you know, other kid to run the place.
Uh-huh.
I fix the shoes and everything while they gone.
You learned that since you've been working here?
That's right. I sure have.
You started out here shining shoes? Do you always shine them here in the back room, or do you ever go out on the street there?
I never shine none on the street, just in the back room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It used to be a lot of shoes to shine, but now it ain't many to shine.
Yeah.
You just shines a few every once in a while now. Just enough, I reckon, to keep you in action. Yeah. Keep your thing going.
Do you do this every time you shine a pair of shoes?
Yeah. Yes, I can see I can do that every time.
How long did you do that? Have you been... What do you call it? Do you call it... Do you have a name for that? I mean, it's kind of a music that you're making there.
No, I don't have a regular name for nothing but just shoe shine.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
So did you start doing that right off, the first pair of shoes you shined? Or did
it took a while. I had to work into it.
Did you watch anybody else doing that, any older men or anything?
No.
You just picked it up?
Just the more I shine, the more I picked it up, and the radio would be playing, and it'd be playing some kind of beat, you know. And I try to keep up with it, and that's it. So Miss Thelma Bowles was in here one day.
Yeah.
She runs the place up there, and she come in here, and the boss man's wife, her was talking, and she wanted me to shine her shoes, and I shined her shoes, and just started from that right on.
Uh-huh.
And the boss man's wife told us that he can beat all kind of crazy things with that rag. That got it started.
Yeah. How many years have you been going up to the Stephen Foster to play in the festival?
I couldn't tell exactly. Do you know how many years I've been going up there?
Four or five,
something like that.
I bet the people really enjoy it up there.
Yeah, some people come from different places. Maybe he's waiting for it every year. Come back. Some of them known that they there now, and so many of them don't be there next time, you know, something be done happen, they gone on something, but it be a lot of them that are hear and see.
If you're going to play a different, you know, think of a song and you beat a different rhythm, say like if you're going to play When the Saints Go Marching In, or, you know, or
Casey Jones.
Yeah. Like say, do that playing Casey Jones. Let me
run out and get another roll of film before you start. Just take me a second.
Wait a minute.
I'll
say if you were thinking of Casey Jones, how would you just, or, you know, or just something.
Yeah. Swanee River.
Yeah, I can hear where the river you change over.
Yeah.
Do you sing at all?
No, I don't do nothing but what you see me do. That's all.
And what about the harp player? What's his name? The fellow that you play with up there at the festival?
Yes. I can't think of that man's name.
Is it somebody that you already knew, or did they get you together to
I was up there and he was up there and we just got together.
Uh-huh.
They were gonna get somebody to play a piano, and he played piano and different things, harps and all of that, so we just run out a little ways from there and practice the harp, and he blows the harp for me, and I done the other. And it sounded real good. Everybody liked it.
Do you have special songs that you do, or do you take the lead from where the harp player
is playing? I can start off and the harp player catch up.
Uh-huh.
And if he start off, I catch up.
Uh-huh.
That's just the way
so
we do it.
How that works?
Yeah. So if he start off, I catch up with him, and if I start off, he catch up with me. We just catch up with each other.
I'd like to get some more pictures if I can. You're doing that. So you go so fast, it's hard to.
Okay, we'll go a little slower. Oh, yeah, it'll tire you out.
Yeah.
But you just have to keep hanging in.
It ain't that.
How
old are you?
Oh, no.
Go old.
58.
That's not so old.
No, ain't nothing old but clothes.
That's right.
And all you have to do, change them.
Were you born up in Alabama?
Yeah, sure was.
What year was that? That
been 1919.
Yeah.
30th of August.
What kind of living did you make up there? Did you work when you were in Alabama?
Yeah, you have to work. If you don't, you'll go hungry.
I thought maybe you were too little.
No, I wasn't too little. When I left there, I was grown.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Farm, cotton, corn, peanuts, potatoes, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Watermelons, but everybody just plant their own watermelon patch.
Bootleg.
Yeah, bootleg, moonshine.
What made you decide to move down to Florida?
Well, I wanted to get away.
Yeah.
One thing. It got kind of hard for me. Every time I turned around, I was in jail, so I said I'd better kick out.
Anything else you can think of to tell us? We got a little bit more room left on this tape.
Well,
that I still don't know what to call that. I guess it's Shine and Shoes.
What would you call it, Mr. Moley?
What?
It's Shine and Shoe, that rag. Would you call it Shoe Shine or what? Let me see what Ms. Thelma called it. That's right. Well, that'll be about good for us anything else.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I tell you what, since he turned repair, we have tried to cut out and shine and shoot if people want. We got certain ones gonna come in every week and they like
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're gonna come every week and get the shoes shine.
Yeah.
I got one fella, let's see, he's supposed to be done been in here today, but he must have not be doing so well today. He kind of sick, but he comes in every week to get his shoes shined.
Yeah.
other words, we don't even charge him nothing because he having such a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get a couple of pictures of you holding your rag up here?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Like that?
Yeah, that's great. Hold it that way just for a minute.
Okay. Be glad to hold it that way. Okay.
Great. Mm-hmm.